Well, guys, welcome to the first time we're back to the Lucid Dream Podcast. I'm Viv.
I'm Felicia.
And the internet is interneting yet again.
It always will internet.
The internet will internet.
Mm-hmm. Each and every time.
Each and every goddamn time.
So today we're going to talk about a makeup scandal.
Yes. And I think it's definitely more than just a makeup scandal.
Yeah.
What was it? Gloria. Mm-hmm. I've followed her for like years at this point. I think I first followed her in 2020. Mm-hmm. And she's, if you don't know, I mean, I feel like, how can you not? I feel like I've seen it reported even like in the Times and like Brute and like a bunch of stuff. She is a makeup guru that advocates for exclusivity because she's a dark skinned woman.
Yes.
And these fuck ass YSL blushes.
It's just like, you know what? It makes it even more ridiculous, like, seeing, like, people try to defend YSL, because it's just like, it's owned by L'Oreal. Like, that's such a big company. This isn't, like, a company without resources.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like, So she'll review anything from blushes to foundations, powders, any makeup product that, what was it? And a lot of makeup brands will advocate and advertise and promote it, that it's universal. Everyone can use it, and even have black women in the advertisement images. But
they'll even send it to her. Like, that's what gets me.
They do. I mean,
every time is that they send this. This isn't like, sometimes I think it's stuff she goes out to buy, but a lot of the times these brands send her stuff to try.
I think it's fascinating. I think some of these brands still like think very low of influencers when I think they probably advocate more successfully for the brand. Like, I think they're like right underneath some of your celebrity endorsements, I'm gonna be honest. And that's why they send it. What was it, whether it'll, you know, match them or not, maybe they'll just be like, they're hoping that they'll just, you know, advertise it anyway and be grateful that they're sent something for free, and like, that's enough. And but Gloria is, as I think at this point she's high up there, given a lot of these brands a lot of eyes. So I don't think she's like any other regular run-of-the-mill influencer. Go ahead.
I don't know, just to touch on the fact that you said, like, I feel like influencers are underneath like celebrities. I feel like,
especially in beauty advertising,
I really do feel like the undervaluation in beauty influencers just doesn't make any sense to me, because it's like, they are your user-friendly options. Like, no offense to like Selena Gomez or the Kardashians or any other person you look at for beauty advice, or Rihanna, but like, anytime Rihanna advertises something, or Ariana Grande, it's never going to be user-friendly, because I know someone's doing her makeup. And I know, like, they try to make it more relatable. They show themselves doing their own makeup, and that's really cute or whatever. But I know for a fact, most of the time, you're getting your makeup done. When you're on the red carpet, you're getting your makeup done. When I have a special event to go to, it's all on me, boo.
Yeah.
So
it's all on me, babe.
So I more look,
I'm not at Patrick Ta. Like, no. What was it?
Can't afford him, babes. So
like, I'm not them. I'm not Mario.
Yeah. So,
and I think, yeah, I trust it more. Like, when it came, even like Kimchi. I know Kimchi is not is a drag queen, and she didn't start out as an influencer. She's doing her own paint.
Yeah.
So when she made her brand, when Trixie Mattel made her brand, and even when Patrick Starr made his brand, what was it? Like, I believe it more because they, what was it? I saw them from way, way back then. Like, we're both 97 babies. So I do remember a time where there wasn't any YouTube, but YouTube came out when I was a child at the same time. And Patrick Starr was one of the first YouTubers I saw, and he's Mac trained. Like, he was for sure teaching and guruing. So when it comes from that perspective, like, yeah, I trust him more. And I think a lot of times bigger brands, not just in beauty, will look at like the scandals of like influencers, but will pair them all together. Like, what Logan Paul did doesn't mean like fucking like Jackie Aina will do the same. But they're both influencers, so they kind of pair them together.
Yeah, that reminds me of the whole, like, when Try Guys had their whole scandal, and like, people were SNL, like, prank YouTubers. Like, first of all, like, these, they don't do pranks. Like, I remember I had to explain it to, like, an older woman at my job. Like, she's like, oh, like, that's so weird. Like, these YouTubers, and, like, they're, like, pranksters, right? And I'm like, they literally, like, cook.
Like, yeah.
Like, it's not, they're not pranksters at all. I mean, even, yeah, they do, like, maybe they'll pull, like, one prank or two. But even when they do pull a prank, it's a dad prank. It's stupid.
It's silly.
It's never, like, I'm setting something on fire in my pool. It's never that. Mm-hmm. I do think that a lot of older people, they like, when they think of YouTuber, they think of Jake and Logan Paul and they think of nothing else. And, you know, I just can't imagine being that dense.
It's one of those things where it's like the only, like, when I see, like, my mom, like, she has no interest being on YouTube. Like, she gets what she gets on Univision and she's fine with that. Mm-hmm. What was it? She's not as stubborn. She's a Taurus, but she's not as stubborn. I don't know what else she got in her chart.
Yeah.
She doesn't know what time she was born officially.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, I have no reason to look into this world until it's right in front of me. Mm-hmm. And it's on the news. And the news, when it comes to, like, it's going to show you one spotlight. Like, I know YouTube from watching it as younger and then seeing it become a career choice and see people fumble it, see people do well with it, see new social medias come out, and we then see people figure that out, and we're seeing it. My mom's not seeing that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she's just going to look into that vacuum. It was like, according to this news person that I've watched my whole life, that is quote unquote credible, it's like, they showed me this one thing. So, and she, that's all I need to know because it's what they showed me. That's not, you're not getting the whole story. So, like, what was it? I mean, if you're gonna stop there, like, you're like, oh, they're crazy, right, and not ask any more questions, then sometimes your old generation's no different than us when they think that we just see something on TikTok and think that's God.
Yeah.
And that's the, you know, word of bomb.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of, like, it's hypocrisy.
It's also funny when they see it on Facebook. I think it's gone.
That's my mom. She saw she's not gonna watch this, but I saw there was a picture of Jay-Z and Diddy photoshopped very obviously to me kissing, and she's like, oh my god, when did they do that? And I'm just like, see, Jay-Z and Diddy, they're like in cahoots. I'm like, mom, that's photoshopped. She's like, it is. And I'm just like, oh, let me zoom in on this crisp ass line. And also, like, the lighting, it doesn't make sense. It's like, we have two suns, the way it's like, but, like, I know Photoshop. I know what those look like. And she's like, oh, I was about to say, I'm like, what kind of greeting is that? They're, like, really full frontal. I'm like, yeah, mom, it's not real. And, like, also, like, the background, like, it's not photoshopped well. I'm just like, they're completely different, like, probably, like, parts of the world even.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, oh, and I'm just like, well, I think we would have seen that picture much more if they were actually full on kissing. And she's like, oh, but now she asked me, she's like, is this real or not? And sometimes, like some AI is getting pretty good at certain things, but I'm just like, well, that's not real.
You know, it's so funny because sometimes, because at one point it's like, fuck, I don't know.
There was one picture of, like, a white family and they were too crisp, but my mom thought it was, like, edited to make them look better. And I'm just like, mom, those people aren't real. Like, it's completely fabricated. She's like, wow. Internet's scary.
Yeah, it is.
But back to Gloria. When she posted about the YSL blushes, they had a white base on them, all of them. I believe there's six blushes. And so it will not work well on darker skin tones. Her video was the first one I saw about these YSL blushes, besides the advertisement that they came out with blushes. And what was it? It was like another, and, like, you know, she's eating up these brands, and, you know, she's reviewed others and it's been the same. So I thought, like, YSL, well, I wasn't going to buy it anyway. $39 for a liquid blush, like, relax. Mm-mm. I feel like that's a lot of money for a liquid blush. There's so many out there now. And then I want to say a few days later, I saw the post that she's taking a break from social media because of all the backlash she got.
You know, I just find it ridiculous because I also heard something that was like, because she didn't, like, blend it out. But also, it's like,
do you need to?
I'm gonna be honest, she didn't really need to. Those YSL brushes, I'm so sorry, but I'm, like, watching people use them and they're just, like, not good.
They,
like, and
know.
I'm not a makeup well, I use makeup, but, like, I'm not like I don't have a plethora of it, but it's like it has a white base, so it's like there's really, like, a certain skin tone where it's just gonna stop. And I think, like, I saw, like, Manny MUA try it.
Yes.
It's ashy. It's an ashy blush.
Absolutely.
Like, you're really, like, I saw, like, of course I saw someone who was, like, super light, like, albino? Yeah, so she's beautiful. I forgot her name.
Ocean,
yeah.
Well, that's her tag. I don't know if that's her actual name.
Yeah, but she tried it and it looks stunning on her.
Yes.
Because it has a white base. She has no
She got no pigment.
In her skin, so it looks beautiful on her. But you know what else would also look beautiful on both of them? One without a white base. That's the crazy part about it. Like, you sent that to her, like, and you guys are advertising it to be towards darker skinned people. You want her to try it on, be like, I love it.
Yeah. I mean, and I think the criticism she's getting is also fucking ridiculous. Because, mm-hmm. like, people, I think, are very dense. Or they're mm-hmm. just, it's their racism that shows up. I feel like there's no, like.
Yeah.
They, like, I'm not going to even mince words because mm-hmm. they're immediately like, it's not for you. Not everything's for you. Why do you want everything to be for you?
Dumbest sentiment ever. Because yeah. if it's for darker skinned people, it is for everyone.
Yeah. And they're advertised it that way. If you look up the YSL blushes, they have dark skinned women in the damn advertising. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, it wasn't made for you. Then what is that? What is that? What is that picture then? What does that mean?
Do you remember those like... there was a brand, I don't think it exists anymore. It was in Ulta. Juice
Bar? Juice Beauty.
Yeah. Does it still exist?
It does.
I remember they were having, they also sold foundation, but it like, it stopped below my pigment.
Right? Wow.
It was bad.
The brand never, I never cared about it. So it's just like, you know what? I didn't want to buy you anyway.
Well, cause this, like, this woman at, when I was at Ulta, there was a representative there. so she was trying to, like,
sell a vendor,
it to
yeah.
me. Yeah, she was trying to sell it to me. And, of course, like, foundation with skincare on it, like, that will just about convince anyone. So I'm, like, listening to her talk, and I'm looking at the shade ranges. Ain't a lot now. Listen, I'm a petty bitch. If it don't got shades for all the girlies, I don't really want to buy it. So I'm looking at it like I'm not gonna buy it, period. But like, she's trying to like shade match me, and she and like literally the darkest shade was like one darker than me. Like it was like nothing. I'm like, this ain't gonna work for my girl in the back.
If it don't work for my homegirls, it don't work for me either.
Yeah. And she was like, well, you can mix. And I'm like, I'm not mixing. Like, this isn't for your average beauty goer. Like, I'm not, like, I'm, like, basic makeup wearer. I'm not mixing fucking foundations. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. Some people don't want to do all that, and that's valid. Yeah.
No, I'm, like, not going to do all that. Like,
yeah, and that's, like, another thing that's really annoying, and that we hear again and again, that, like,
mixing.
Mix. Yeah, it's like, oh, well, you can mix stuff. It's like, y'all mix it in the lab. How about y'all get down mixing. In the lab? And I think, that argument, you're brain dead and it shows your racism. That when people are like, mix it or it's not for you, this, that, and the third. Even when Manny MUA is pretty light. Very, very light. And it didn't really show up well on him at all either.
Yeah, because he has pigment in his skin. He's not like, I just don't understand. I don't know. Maybe it's being, I've been ashy before, so I know what ashy looks like.
What like, was it? I mean, like I appreciated Manu MEA showing that, and he also, like, mentioned
color theory
and Gorilla, logging off temporarily. And even Jackie Aina, like, mentioned it, because it's heartbreaking to see, like, what was it? Gloria has, like, you know, she criticized the road blushes, and Road reached out to her. That's, you know, what's her name? Miss
Hailey
Baldwin. She's married. Hailey Bieber.
Which is like, yeah.
That's her brand. And they reached out to her.
And they fixed it.
Absolutely. And
that's how you conduct a business.
Yeah. And I think Makeup by Mario as well, because she tried one of their bronzers or Contour 6. A little light. I think she was reached out there. Patrick Starr, his initial, the Beauty Bomb, that foundation. Mm-hmm. What was it? It stopped, I think, like a shade lighter on her skin. She's like, Patrick, like, you should know better. Reached out to her. And in his new foundation line, that's Redemption. And she made a video about it. Mm-hmm. And she made a video. It's like, this is why I, quote unquote, complain. Mm-hmm. Because what was it? These brands could learn. even though I feel like they should know better. I really feel like they should know better at this point. Especially after Euphoria. Oh my God. It's still, when you walk into an Ulta, that darkest shade, like, as a tester is not there. Because they took it out after the controversy. They're like, don't show it. That's but like really, but crazy. They still have it. Like, they, I think they still have it. Like, they should really change that a lot. But, you know, I haven't looked into Euphoria since that.
I'm going to be honest. Yeah, it says that the Euphoria one, that was the dumbest
fumbling. That was a doozy. And even, yeah. Like, what was it? Or, like, Darcy. She's a creator. A while ago, she was sent, like, a Korean foundation to your tier. And she matched it. And she tried to try it on. She's like, you know, I don't make my shade. I'm like, listen, if y'all were to expand shades, I'll support you. And they did. And they kept doing it the more people tried it.
Yeah.
And what was it? Not everyone likes it, or like, what was it, they still have a way to go, but it went from, like, I think it was 8 to 40, like, yeah. there's change that can happen.
Well, I think that's like one of those things where that's a Korean brand, so you know, when they're catering to skin tones, they're gonna cater towards Korean people first, and they're not advertising for dark skinned people when they didn't have the foundation.
The thing is, I think that's been disproven, because there are Asian people that are dark. There are Asian, even East Asian. The beauty standards to be lighter, but there's East Asian people in that country that are born and raised in the Japan, China, and Korea that are darker than the three versions of white that they promote.
Gotcha.
So even then, even people in their own country, they're just like, no, I like this advocacy because now I can find my shade. Or at least they can mix now when they did not have that option before. I think Sephora in Korea, like, closed down, and a lot are darker. And they're not even that dark. They're probably even, like, lighter than us, and significantly lighter. But it's darker than what is promoted. They're just like, well, damn, now what do I do? The Sephora's are closing in Korea. And they had the international brands that had the darker skin tones. Or even, like, if they promote it in, like Southeast Asia, they're darker.
Yeah.
What was it? Yeah, so, because that argument would show up in, like, Darcy's or other people trying Korean products, face products. They're just like, it's not made for you. It's not made for you. I'm just like, there are other Asian people that are darker.
Yeah.
Not everyone is just pale white. Not everybody.
Well, I don't know. I feel like it just boils down to the promotion of the product for me. Like, why would you have, like, it's, like, so clear. Because they'll have someone literally in the photo as dark as Gloria. But then when the foundation comes in, it's nowhere near that dark.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Mm-hmm. Or in the packaging. Like, that's an annoying thing. Like, the packaging shows dark, but then when you open it, like, that's... was I fooled? Did y'all play around with the packaging?
Yeah. I mean, I think, like, it's just so funny to me, because it's like, these brands know that inclusivity gets them money, but they don't want to put the work in to making it actually inclusive.
Yeah,
like, that's what it is.
And even, like, another beauty TikToker, the Lipstick Lesbians, she, I think, worked, like, in depth in, like, past brands. So she comes at it with a lot of knowledge with, like, product, or, like, why something made a certain way, or how it's, like, made. So when it comes to that blush, it's like they have the idea, then they have the packaging, and then they make it in a lab. And there's, like, a lot of people in the way for them to catch this. And even, like, for when they take the photos, like, they have, like a prototype version. And even, like, the artists there that are in the shoots, or the director there, or, like, the photographer there, like there were so many people that saw this blush and still okayed it. Like, no one said anything, from the marketing to the pictures to the packaging to the idea and to the lab. There were so many, like, people involved, probably close to 100 different people involved, and no one is just like, let it go through.
And it's just so crazy to me, because every time I see it, honestly, it really does make, like, it makes your just brand as in a whole just look bad, knowing that it went through all those steps and still got pushed through, because the person in the picture, the purple blush, it looks like a purple blush. And then when you get it, it looks damn near white. It's like...
Yeah, lavender.
It's like, I know for a fact, like, that's not the blush you use in the picture. You put, like, that blush, a little bit of that blush on, and then you put something else over it to make it stand out. And, yeah, that's what happened, because that's not that.
Absolutely not. Like, mm-hmm. I have no idea. Yeah, I was about to say, like, what was it? What's in the picture is not what everybody is getting, because hella people have tried it. Mm-hmm. Hella people have tried it. And I'm confused at the people that are, like, really trying to defend it. Like, there was this creator, what was it? She was East Asian, and she just, like, lavender blushes. Like, there's a lot in K-beauty or, like, in like Eastern Asian beauty, lavender blushes is a lot, but it's like a cool tone, and it is marketed for very light skin mm-hmm. tones. And so she was trying to say, like, this is how you use this blush. It's supposed to brighten, like, yeah. a certain like parts of your face that you choose. And
but you're promoting it as a blush.
It's a blush,
though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think she's a dumbass because it's a blush.
Yeah. She had to make an apology. Yeah. and also, like, why are you? What's the point of defending YSL?
Once again, defending. Okay, I would understand if it's a small brand. I'd be like, you know, some defenders. You know, let's give them a shot. This is a small company, new brand. Let's give them a go. Try this again. But this is once again L'Oreal. This is a company that owns so much. This is like one of the leading beauty corporations.
Yeah, if not the leading.
Yeah,
and for them to get this wrong is like crazy, but mm-hmm. I think the backlash, cuz like in Gloria's statement, she says this blush is not made for everybody how they advertise it. And she's met with, like, death threats. What the fuck? It's a blush.
So dumb.
It's a blush.
Y'all are racist.
Why are y'all writing for YSL? Like, absolutely.
You guys are racist.
You're going to kill over a blush?
And I also find it ridiculous when, like, white people chime in. And I'm going to call you out, because like when you guys chime in, it just really just doesn't make any sense. It's like inclusivity works both ways. It actually doesn't, because you guys have had everything from Trump. The whole beauty industry is catered to you guys. It's catered to you guys. It is. And it comes to like everything. I work in hair. Like even in hair, everything is catered to try to sell it to you guys. And it's so crazy, because actually studies have shown that black women spend the most on beauty, mm-hmm. but people are still coming, when they come out with their first shades, they still will drop the lighter shades first. They want you to buy their shit first.
Yeah.
It's not fair. And it's not inclusive when it only has you guys in mind.
And I also, like, I was thinking, like, this is almost like a... Because, like, when Manny MUA gave his 2 cents, I almost scrolled past that video. Because, like, with all due respect, like, you're not the opinion I'm looking for when it came to this. Mm-hmm. But, like, what was it? He's like, it doesn't even work on my skin. Like, it's not... YSL failed a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So when I watched it, I appreciated it. But when I started seeing more and more, and people came from, like, it's similar perspectives. And I could feel the, like, in, like, they were not genuine. It's mm-hmm. being talked about. They want the clicks. So they're talking about the blush. Mm-hmm. Like, cause like I started seeing a lot of like white, not that white people can't talk about it, but it started coming off. I'm like, I know you don't give a shit about this blush. I know you don't give a shit about this damn blush. Or that about inclusivity right now. I know you don't.
No.
I just started seeing so much of it. And I'm thinking like this is just a hot topic right now. Because y'all are like.
No,
like,
absolutely.
It's like the same thing. Or like almost sometimes. It's like some of them had the same script.
Yeah.
And it's just like you want brownie whitey points. I don't know. I was going to say brownie points. But like y'all points for like. Like, just happen on the bad wagon. And that's, that what I thought was, like, very, like, weird.
Yeah, no, I think I have seen, a couple. I feel like my For You page knows me. So, unless they're on my side, they don't really show up. I have seen, like, I saw, like, one white person, she reviewed it, and she was like, I'm gonna be honest, I just think these are ugly. So the fact that these aren't inclusive just makes it worse.
That's another thing, like, y'all, like, that's so much money for it not to even, like, work like that.
Mm-hmm. Because, like, I think, like, I saw one white girl, it's like, so if I got a tan, this shit not gonna work? Stupid. It's like, all the fighting, like, oh, well, it's, inclusivity works both ways, it worked on, which is, like, it's so funny because that
Ocean, I think.
Ocean. Like,
or Oceana, my Oceana. Apologies. I don't remember which
she's
one.
Being used as a prop to, yes. for some white people to be like, oh, well, you see, inclusivity works both ways. And Oceana has said, like, you know, this is, I don't share the same sentiment as you. Mm-hmm. If it works for dark-skinned people, it's going to work for me. Because it's going to have pigment. And it's just going to matter how much of it you use at mm-hmm. that point.
Yeah.
And,
like, what was it? Not, like, there are a lot of albino people. But, like, and I feel like them using them as an argument, it's all just, like, it's performative. And it's just, you're masking your racist rhetoric.
Exactly.
Because, like, okay, it works for her. That's fantastic. She looked beautiful wearing it. She are did. You going to buy it now? Because yeah. it worked for her?
And also, once again, if it was marketed as, like, If a makeup line was marketed as a makeup line for albino people, then pop off.
Honestly.
Absolutely. Then you ate that. Because then you ate that. Then that is it. No, absolutely. Because then that would be what the makeup is for. But don't send it to people.
Yeah. And the thing is with Gloria, like, hopping off, like, I think, it must be, she consistently gets shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
But she is, like, had like positive change. Like a lot of these brands started coming out with more. Again. They did try again. Mm-hmm. They reached out to her and I think it's a positive thing she's doing.
I absolutely think it's a positive thing.
Fucking blown away by when people of color, especially black women, mm-hmm. ask for like inclusiveness, they're not taking shit away from anyone else. They're asking mm-hmm. to be a part of it. And that's why when that innate reaction to be so angry, y'all need to either look into it or fuck all. Because either you don't know, like, how crazy you are, or you're just crazy and you should go fuck yourself.
Yeah, no. I really do think all of you guys posting inclusivity works both ways. I genuinely think you're racist. Because you're not... Look, you're definitely not in the beauty industry. Absolutely not.
You're definitely not.
Definitely not.
I can tell. I'm kidding.
I can tell. I don't really wear a lot of makeup. I can tell. I don't really do my hair. Do too much to my hair. I can tell.
I could never wear that much makeup.
You know what, I'm saying that while I look a mess today. I had a lot going on.
I mean, you have beautiful skin.
Thanks. Yeah. It stays. Even when she's not eating. She's eating.
But like, you know, it breaks my heart seeing her like take a break or feel the need to, like, absolutely you should look out for your mental health. But like, mm-hmm. I don't like the idea, like y'all bullied her off the internet. I fucking hate that. Yeah. That like, and she was bringing positive change.
Absolutely.
And like, this reminds me of like when, remember when Bretman Rock like peaced out from mm-hmm. the beauty industry, and he even did an interview, I forget where it was, I think it was like with a magazine or like Vanity Fair or something.
Yeah.
And he was like looking back on his career online, and when he like looking back on him like deucing out from the beauty industry, he was just like, the girls were not happy with this video. And he's like, white people ruin the beauty community, so I'm a go. And like, I absolutely understand that sentiment. I understand mm-hmm. not want to be paired with people that promote like the bad exclusivity of beauty mm-hmm. and also receiving that criticism. But I don't like the idea like or of them, like people of color in beauty spaces, especially because people of color were trailblazers, trendsetters, trends mm-hmm. makers, are being, what was it, bullied off the platform. Yeah. I don't like that at all.
Yeah, exactly.
It really what was it, it like it gives me the ick, like mm-hmm. And I'm, you know, like, leave anything that doesn't bring you joy, that doesn't bring you happiness, that's detriment to you and your loved ones. But like, I don't know what needs to be done for y'all to stop bullying these fucking creators. Because listen, the big lips, y'all took that black women.
Yeah.
What was it? The lashes, you took it from black women mm-hmm. and people of color. What was it? The baby hairs. Who are you? You're all the things mm-hmm. that, what was it, is popping now, or even like the lip combos, the brown, the dark brown lip, and then the light. Like all of it. I know who started it. I know who. Stop bullying them off the platform, because then what the fuck are we gonna all be?
White.
Don't bring the concealer mm-hmm. lip backs. We're all going to be white. Because then, like, it's not going to be, like, it's not going to be exciting anymore.
No, and I think, like, I don't know. It's, like, one of those things where I think, like, a lot of non-people of color fail to realize that. That, like, a lot of the things you are doing, like, a lot of people of color already did before. Like, I remember, like, in hair for a minute, people were talking about how, oh my god, the best way to get your hair as flat as possible is to put a comb in front of the flat iron and pull down. A lot of, like, I'm sure, like, a lot of black people, we all looked at that and were like, you mean how to fucking flat iron hair? You mean to tell me why people never knew how to flat iron hair?
It's so funny because, like, what was it? You're a hairstylist. I was an esthetician. Mm-hmm. Entering the beauty space, it's so funny to see, like, white people have culture shock and stuff that you've always used. Like, yeah. What was it? Like, I'm also Colombian. Coconut is not exotic to me.
No.
Do you know how many white women describe coconut as exotic?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you don't even use it on your skin? Like yeah. Nothing? Because before I used lotion, sometimes I would use coconut oil. Or even for, like, scars. Like, coconut, yeah. I never don't either have a physical coconut shavings, or coconut oil in my fucking home. Mm-hmm. And they're just like, my God, this is so exotic. I was like, I beg your pardon.
Like, what the fuck happened?
What you on about? Like, what are we talking about? It is fascinating. Fascinating. Or even, like, aloe vera. Yeah. Like, I have the plant, or at least, like a gel.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I feel like...
They're like, ooh, it's aloe. I'm like, yeah, hello?
Mm-mm. Or, I mean, like, I feel like it happens so often in hair, like...
Oh, girl.
The questions cornrows are called guess. Boxer braids. Like, please go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself respectfully. Like, I don't know. It really is, like...
Oh, go ahead, sorry.
I don't know. It really is, like, a habit, like, I feel like, that is carried on through generations of, like, taking things and then being like, oh, yeah, I invented this. It's really, like, a habit. Start breaking it.
Like, yeah, but this one creator, I don't even know if they're a big creator. I just remember, like, they ate. It was like, they're like, it was like, you know how I notice how some white people are with things? It's just like, this makeup is Korean, or like, this food is Korean, or like, that when they speak about other cultures that are not black, mm-hmm. they boast about, like, ooh, how different and exotic, look how fancy mm-hmm. it comes from this country. When it's black owned, mm-hmm. they want to disprove it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, black people didn't create braids. They didn't create certain types of music, mm-hmm. trends, fashion. Mm-hmm. Like, they're like, want to do proof. Like, no, this other, or like the dreads. Like, Vikings wore them too.
They did not wear dreads.
I don't know a Viking. I've never met one.
I mean, I feel like, I saw someone who was like I could be wrong. You guys could be right. Don't even get me wrong, but I saw someone who was like a historian, like, yeah, that's not true. Like Vikings had combs. They were constantly combing their hair. How can anything, there was a lot of braids. But also, something a little crazy, some Vikings were black. Like, it's, like, wild. Just, like...
That's another thing. Like, what was it? Like, yeah, it's definitely bigger than, like, just, like, what we're talking about, the beauty industry. And being a beauty influencer is hard when you're not, like, up there. Because, yeah. Like, there's such a... Do you know how many liquid blushes there are? Before I saw the shades, when YSL was like, we're coming out with liquid blush, I'm like, oh, I think we're done with the fucking liquid blush.
That's what's also annoying. It's like, when one brand does it, like, every other brand starts to do it. I really hate that shit because, given the fact, like, okay, if Rare Beauty comes out with a liquid brush.
Maybe... Oh, they almost perfected it. They did it so well that everyone's like, oh, fuck, let's go crazy.
Yeah. They come out with a liquid brush. Maybe next, like, you know, a cheaper line, like e.l.f. comes out with a liquid brush. You know what I didn't need? Is for now Ariana Grande's line to have a liquid brush. I didn't need Tarte to have a liquid brush, too. I don't need all these lines to have 12 different liquid brushes.
Oh, girl. However, House Labs, their liquid blush is kind of... That's a good liquid blush.
That's the other thing. If you're going to come out with a liquid blush, how are you going to make it different than the original rare liquid blush that everyone's blowing up about? Yeah. Like, what is going to set you apart from that liquid blush that's going to make me want to buy it?
Yeah, and the House Lab one is Gloria approved. Hey. So it's very nice. It's just $34. I bought one and I want another, but it's $34. Lady Gaga, please. Why?
Relax.
But I think I'm actually wearing it today. But it is very hard to be a beauty influencer now. Like, there's so much, so oversaturated the space. And also, like, probably starting out, like, I think TikTok is so big, and people look for to TikTok a lot, along with Googling something. Like, if I want to see someone try a product out, I don't Google or YouTube. I go to TikTok because that's newer. That's like right now.
And it's also quicker videos. Like, I don't have that to sit through a whole video.
Absolutely.
Just like, all right, tell me, should I buy it?
Yeah. And
I also like doing the low key influencers.
Yes.
Like, some of them I trust. Don't get me wrong. Like her I trust, but I feel like sometimes, like, influencers get so caught up when they get so famous, it's like, was this a brand deal? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but see, Michaela.
Michaela.
I do not trust that bitch no more. Not that you're a bitch. That's how I talk. But Michaela, I do not trust you anymore. Bless your heart.
I don't trust you. Get that money. I don't trust you. Do you think your accent's real?
I think, you know, we're from Jersey, and like, you will watch the Jersey Shore, Real Housewives, and be like, are there people that actually talk like that? Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like sometimes even white folks with those accents can code switch. Yeah. Even like Southern people can code switch. Mm. So I think, like, maybe when she was younger, she was more insecure about it. She used to be very insecure about her voice. And then when people praised it, maybe she leaned in and then got used to it. So, she's from Boston. She sounds like she's from Boston. And I think she does play. She's also like in front of a camera. She probably plays it up.
I just saw a video of her. No accent. So I was a little gagged.
She probably. Maybe
she's also saying some crazy shit. So I was like, you're going to have to apologize for this soon.
What'd she say? Oh my God. What is this turning to?
She said the T word. Against trans
taxes?
People.
Oh.
I'm not going to say it.
I know, you're absolutely... Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Damn.
She was like, I'm not a slur. I'm sorry to anyone who was offended if they thought that I was a slur. I was like, wow.
Oop.
She was young at the time, so maybe she didn't know that was a bad word. I didn't know that was a bad word for a minute.
Yeah.
She seemed like she was in high school. If she was in high school, I mean, like...
I mean, it's Boston.
Listen, I don't want to lump people in Boston in a group. But
y'all got a bad rep.
Yeah.
Y'all got a bad... You got a bad reputation and, like, listen. But I think she was probably, like, insecure about the accent and tried to hide it. I think... What was it? I don't care if she fixed her accent. I care if she, like, fixed up the shit she uses. Which she does. Absolutely.
Yeah.
She does. That... The mascara thing, that one's, like... That was the egregious one. And I'm just like, listen, I catch your back. It's so exciting to see you, like... Because, like, she used to, like... working in Ulta. Like,
yeah.
She was part-time. And when she was working at Ulta, I was also working in Ulta. So it was crazy. It's like seeing her, like, skyrocket, especially in 2020... And it was like really cool. Like, it's like we saw you from nothing and get everything. Like, I remember when she like moved out of her parents' place. I remember when she first got with her man. I remember her first collab. Like, it was very, very cool. But then when you start like blatantly lying like that, or like it's the credibility is gone. Like, I'm always gonna hope that you get your bag, but I don't think you need my view anymore.
Yeah.
Because, like, listen, like if she was ever, like, well, in a financial situation that I am or was, and, like, I'm given that opportunity, I just got to fib a little bit, bet your ass I'm fibbing.
I'm fibbing, too. I just think...
But at the time, I know she was making more coin. I mean, it's gonna be one of those things. I'm like, can you imagine we like shit talk, like, I don't know, like fuck it, like a brand, and then they pay us big top dollar. Hey guys, we've had a change of heart. Our new sponsor.
It depends on how much money they offer me. I mean, and also how like much I didn't like the product.
Yeah.
If I didn't like the product slightly, but it could work for somebody else, then maybe.
Mm-hmm.
If the product doesn't have a lot of shade lines, I'm not lying for y'all. Yeah. Fix it.
What was it? We like, for you especially, you signed your soul if you're ever promoting, like, mayonnaise.
I don't think I've ever promoted
mayonnaise. In tears.
Heinz,
you're in your
no. Can someone just else just hold it for me? Can someone just else just hold it for me? It's
Felicia hates mayonnaise.
Oh yeah, I hate mayonnaise. Yeah.
But like in your new giant mansion, you're like, hey guys, our new just in tears. Our new sponsor is Heinz mayonnaise.
Vomit noising.
I was like, by the way, do you guys like my new house? I like it, I guess.
Yeah. If I ever promote mayonnaise, just know I'm lying.
Yeah. just know I was either paid top dollar or there's a gun in front of me while they're filming behind the camera.
It ain't genuine.
Yeah. But like, yeah, I can't imagine being a smaller creator and like coming up and like there is so many products out there, and it's probably really hard, especially. And then on top of that, there's like it's not your shade. That's another thing. Like being a beauty influencer must be like, if you're not making money, you're probably like losing almost buying so much product. That's a very big expectation. Now every makeup drop, and since there's so many makeup brands, they're always dropping something. It's like,
that's, I feel like if your goal is to be then you're starting out.
What was it? But that's very tough. Like, can you imagine buying, like, and things aren't getting any cheaper with the inflation.
Yeah.
Like, what was it? Like, Gloria, like, what was it? Had the opportunity to have all the blushes sent. The blush is $39. Mm-hmm. There's six of them.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. That's $240, I think. Yeah. Quick maths. Like, what was it?
And ain't even worth all that.
And it's not. It's not. I think
you can return.
Yeah, you can return. I just think, like, the audience's expectation sometimes is very harsh. And like, that's when, like, you know, what happened to Gloria, and like, we even see it like with Chapel Roan. Mm-hmm. Like, I think, like the public do ask for a lot.
Yeah, I think the public asks for way too much.
And even the answer they get upset.
Yeah. I was just thinking about that whole Chapel Roan situation. I don't know what more you all wanted her to say. I don't know. Like, I get it. Like, you want her to say to vote for Kamala because, like, Trump is really the dangerous candidate. But I do get what she's saying. Like, Kamala is...
Like, she's what was doing it?
Dangerous things, too. Like...
What was it? You can have a disagreement on both sides. I think when it comes to, like, people in the comments... Like, if you are not, I guess, a reflection of what they believe.
Yeah.
They just feel... I think it's the rage that confuses me. Like, why are you so, like, upset? Mm-hmm. Like, what was it? This person is not against you, like, personally. Absolutely not. So, I think that knee-jerk reaction to immediately threaten, find their family, message their family over, like, somebody's, like...
opinion?
Yeah, opinion to stay new, or like opinion to not have an opinion, or even like, what was it? This blush is not made for me, and then immediately like go so intense. I feel like that's mind-boggling.
Yeah, and I mean I saw her video, and really she just like put it on, she was like and that's it's not blush, for her
a blush. And she's done this before.
It's not for her.
And what was it? And, like, Gloria has made videos like that before. Like, who is this for? who is this for? Like, for a while, she was going through bronzers like Anastasia and Too Faced mm-hmm. and Estee Lauder, hella bronze. I remember working in Ulta and, like, when a dark-skinned woman would be like, I'm looking for a bronzer, I'm just like, fuck, these brands really played you, honey. I'm a five. We're going to figure it out. Mm-hmm. But it would break my heart to be like,
yeah.
Like I remember one time I offered, like, I think it was, like, a powdered foundation, mm-hmm. like, as, like, a compromise. I'm just like, why the fuck don't these brands go darker?
Yeah.
And that was, in 2019, 2020, 2021.
Yeah, it's ridiculous because, like, honestly, to be so fucking for real, for, like, all these big ass companies, like, I do feel like Rihanna set the standard, all right?
Yeah.
Go over it. Like, do it up. Match her level, like fucking Ariana Grande when she came out with a makeup line did, and eventually Selena Gomez did too. Mm-hmm. It's like, there really shouldn't be, like, when you're like YSL, there really shouldn't be like, oh, they don't have a shade for me yet. Why don't you have a shade for them yet?
Yeah,
that's ridiculous. Because you're not a small business.
Yeah, and even like, what was it? I think Rare, their bronzer didn't go super dark. And yeah, people were like confused, like, babes, come on, like, if you like, you don't stop at the foundation.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. And I mean, like, I remember even people were comparing, like, when Youthphoria had, like, the black, it's like, oh, well, Ariana Grande had the black concealer. But it's like, Ariana Grande had the black concealer along with, like, an actual, like dark skin yeah. concealer.
And a white it's concealer. It's made
to mix with those concealers when you get darker. That's a made to mix color.
And like, it also proved how fucking like dense or like ignorant people are. Cause like, I've seen so many videos are just like, I've definitely seen some of that dark. I'm just like, hey, have you ever talked to a black person? Like ever even? No. Like, have you ever met one?
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about?
They think like this. Like,
like my sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Like, and my sweatshirt is black. I'm in all black right now.
Like, that's like wild.
Yeah. I just hope that like, yo, stop fucking bullying these fucking creators off. Like, because, like I said, like, if y'all bully all the people of color out of the category, then what the fuck is left?
Yeah.
Some cultural appropriation and crazy, crazy capitalism.
And, yeah, to be honest, y'all are for real offended by an opinion.
Oh, my goodness. Like, so, like intensely.
About a blush.
So intensely.
About a blush.
It's a blush. It's a blush.
Just say you hate black people.
Yeah. Because, like, I would even see, like, the comments would be like, oh, my God, y'all want everything for you. And I'm just like, whoa, relax. That's
literally
not even it.
She wasn't even, like, mad. You guys just interpret everything black women say as mad. Yeah. Like, that's crazy. Because she wasn't even mad. Mm-hmm. Like, people were like, and I remember people were commenting another black influencer after she tried it. And she blended it out. And she was just like, yeah, no. And she was just like, she was nice about it. She was like, maybe I can make it work like this, but I don't think I'd use this a lot. And they were like, oh, well, this is a way to be nice about it. And she had to respond like, hold up. Nothing sis said wasn't nice.
I'm about to say, I think, like, what was it? Like, yeah, people are
internalized racism.
And I think
relations to the highest.
Absolutely. And I think this also goes into like parasocial relationships. Mm-hmm. Like, I wonder if, like, or hopefully one day there, like, some, like there could be, like, a space or, like, a community of black creators, like, it's, like, almost like a therapy session. Like, have a, like
yeah.
have a meeting once a month and be, like, yeah. and, like, have that community. Because, like, unfortunately, you know, people, you know, racism is always going to be somewhere. And, mm-hmm. and eventually it's going to be very hard. I just don't want them to be pushed out of this space.
I mean,
really don't want any of that. It always breaks my heart.
I feel like maybe it's time. Like, I don't know. Not even. Like, I just feel like a white person commenting on like what a person outside of their skin tone thinks of a blush is really just like crazy to me because mm-hmm. like, hey, did you ever think that, you know, they're not your audience? Like, you're not their audience? Like, when I'm looking for an opinion on something, a for real opinion, I want to, like, at least look for someone close to my shade range.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, I watch other influencers. I'm like, yeah, maybe that wasn't for you. Yeah. You know, but, like, to be real, like, you know, I watch for entertainment, but to be real, like, for an actual true opinion, like, wouldn't you want to go to somewhere within your shade range? Like, this is when I think, like, should POCs, like, all have their own community? Like, why are you commenting?
Yeah. I think, and, like, what was it? I've seen, like, white people get it wrong so bad. Like, this one white woman on TikTok was, like, talking about, like, the whole, like, black-owned business, and this was made for black people, so she flipped it. It's just, like, I have a white-owned business, and I made these earrings for my white audience.
Good for you,
and,
bye.
Like, they were also ugly. But it's just, like, babe, it's, like, y'all missed the point so hard. So hard. Or, like, I don't know, they don't believe that, like, or they, like, undermine the struggles people of color and black women go through.
Well, because they don't believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't believe it because they haven't experienced themselves being white. How does that fucking make any sense? But, but, like, yeah, no, I saw that video. I was like, first of all, your earrings are ugly. I'm sure anything that you ever would want to sell to me would be ugly.
Yeah,
but second of all, this black woman, good for you.
Yeah, this black woman stitch it. It's just like, first of all, ain't nobody buying those fucking
You know why? Because I think she was trying to make fun of the girl who, like, has, like, the African, like, earrings. And she was like, black people, these are your earrings. Like, that's what she said in the video.
Oh,
if you're not black, keep scrolling. And that's what she was trying to, like, make fun of. But honestly, it didn't work. Because you're clearly fucking jealous. You're jealous of something not being catered to you. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm sure that same bitch who's doing the earring thing is looking at this blessed situation. It's like, not everything is made for you. It's so funny how it works one way, but doesn't work the other way. I'm sure, like, because didn't Rihanna came out with a bunch of, like, skin tints that were, like,
oh my goodness.
And, like, these, like, white, like, a lot of, like, light-skinned creators, white creators were, like, really upset that they didn't have their shade.
And the people in the comments were absolutely hilarious. They're just like, maybe you can mix it.
Yeah. I would love to release a makeup line and just have it be dark skin shades. Get a whole bunch of hype, like, yo, I'm about to drop the craziest shit and not even have my shade. Like, like just darker shades. Like what? Guys, just mix. I have the one light shade, just like dibble and dabble. I do it.
God.
So dumb. Yeah, because, like, the second something's not catered to them, they're offended.
Yeah, and I wonder if these beauty brands are ever going to fucking get it. Like, if they're ever going to fucking get it.
I think, like, I heard this one theory that I'm, like, almost, like, pretty sure is what's happening, is that they get, like, more publicity from, like, having a shade. Oh, it doesn't work? Well, you know what? We're all about inclusivity. If it doesn't work for you, we're gonna fix it. No, because actually, YSL, just fuck you. Because you could have done it from jump. You, like, really...
That's such a waste, my goodness. A waste of product. What was that? That goes into, like, a green thing, where it's just, like, you just mass created shit that doesn't work for them to just go into the lab again. I think that's so strange. I think that's a conspiracy theory nonetheless, like a decent one, but I'm like, any publicity is good publicity. I don't think that works. Mm-mm. I do not think that works.
I don't think it works when you're a huge company.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it might work if, like, let's say you have yet to launch the foundation line and you sent it to her and she was like, back to the lab. And then you went back in and you finally released the line and it's, like, all the... And you send her one that actually does work for her. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because then that's, like, oh, I'm listening to my audience. I'm hearing them and I'm responding accordingly. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But in this case, you've already you, like, YSL has all the opportunities, has all the
money,
the money to bring in all the models to figure out how they want to launch it, how it's going to work. And yeah, they have every ample opportunity to. So it's like to test it on their market. They had each and every opportunity to, and they still released a product that failed on so many levels. Once again, not only for dark skin folk, but like, I don't know if Manny MUA didn't work for him. I doubt it's working for us. And so it's like, it's not working, period. But she got all the shit for it because of racism, so.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's heartbreaking. And, like, other black creators started getting it. Yeah. Like, what was it? Like, Darcy, I mentioned, like, even people are like, they put their anger in other places. Like, I saw she responded to a comment that's just like, we need a Glory back, not you. And it's just like, damn, so there can only be one girl that calls out brands? No! Mm-hmm. That's not how shit works.
Yeah. I mean, we should really all be calling out brands. And I mean, I feel like, I don't know, if, like, you're white and you want to be an ally to these different creators, I wouldn't make a review on the blush because you're buying the blush.
Unless it was sent to you.
Unless it was sent to you, then pop off. Yeah. But, you know, try to, you know, I just, like, have her back, just be like, hey, don't send hate.
Yeah.
Well, if it doesn't work for her, it does not work for her, babe.
Yeah, a lot of creators have, like, come out, like, even, that's like, good. Like, what was it? Like, I didn't even expect Jackie Aina to, like, look into that blush, but, like, mm-hmm. since Gloria, like, peaced out, like, she did post a video. Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah, I hope she feels better, like, gets a good break. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'd love to see her videos again, if that's in the cards for her, yeah. for her to post again.
Well, I saw her make other videos after that video.
Really?
But, yeah, I did. But I don't know if it was, like, stuff from, like, the backlog. That she's just like, let me just post these. And
yeah.
I'm checking out. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll see more of her.
Yeah. And, what was it? Yeah, stop sending her hate, yo.
That's ridiculous. Don't be sending anyone hate. Like, nothing is that serious for any reason.
Yeah.
Whatsoever.
People can have opinions. Can have opinions.
I mean, you can have opinions about her opinions, but just, like, let's not get to the truly hateful stuff.
So, what was it? At the end of most of our episodes, Felicia does a quick little reading on whatever we want. What do you want the reading to be on? On Gloria?
Yeah. Even though I have a strong feeling she's going to be just fine. Death and rebirth. She going to come back a new bitch.
Period.
But I got it upside down, so I'm...
Clinging to the past, fear of change, sentimental attachments, forces of destruction, mortality, end of hope, mourning, loss.
Oh, she's sad.
Damn, Gloria. Thank you for watching this episode, if you made it this far.
Thank you for watching me talk my shit.
Period.
That's how I feel.
Like, comment, we post a video every week. And thank you for dreaming with us.
Bye. Bye.